If I use the phrase, someone stole my heart, it doesn't mean that I was sleeping one night, someone performed an operation and stole my heart. It's a hyperbole, meaning, basically, maybe someone that I love took my heart and they I love them that much. And this is the same way we can see today's word. I hate my mother and father. Our Lord is not telling us to hate our family members. That's far from the truth. It's even in Jewish law that once you care for their families, even until they're very ripe and old. But what is our Lord getting after here with this word hate? The hint is in the readings. We could see St. Paul is writing a letter to Philemon, asking him to see, or maybe to free, the slave, Onesimus, from his slavery and indentured service to Philemon. He's not asking him to free him because it's the right thing to do. He's asking him to free him because he is a Christian, he is a Catholic, and he ought to want to see this man free. Later on, we don't see it, but Onesimus does become a bishop because he was freed from his slavery. Our Lord is asking us not to be slaves, and that's what he is getting after. If our families lead us to stray from our Lord, we have to follow our Lord and put Jesus first. And when we put Jesus first, we are no longer slaves. Maybe it's easy to see if we are slaves to something. We maybe know of some slaves or the idea of slaves. Maybe to trafficking. Maybe to sweatshops where they're making clothes or shoes or whatever it might be. But we too can also be slaves, even if we're not in any of those categories. Slaves to our own sinfulness. And that's why our Lord wants us to be free. And that's where wisdom is even getting after today. Where do we find wisdom in God? It's not in the things of this world. It's in God alone. It's in Christ Jesus. It's in the very sacrament of our Lord here on this altar. His very body, blood, soul, and divinity becomes our sign of hope, our sign of love, that something greater is taking place here, that he wants to be part of our lives through his sacrament of the Eucharist. And what does our Lord ask us to do? Not to be slaves to our sinful nature. Maybe it's that sin that we just keep doing over and over, like a broken record. Our Lord is asking us to persevere in that sin and allow our Lord through the sacrament of confession to bring light into it, because he wants us to be free. Maybe it's holding on to a grudge or to something that we feel that is an unjust thing in our lives, or in what we do, is to let go and to be free of that grudge or of that hateful nature. Or maybe, as in my own life, I had to let go of unforgiveness to a group of people that I felt had hurt me in a way. Whatever our Lord is calling us to, he doesn't want us to be slaves. He wants us to be free. Free to put him in our heart. Free to put him in our lives. Free to accept him. To accept all of our Lord. So as we go about this week, let us pray to really to strive to become even more closer with our Lord. allowing ourselves to see him not as a king, but rather as somebody that we can come up to, that we can approach, that we can call him friend. So let us be true disciples and be witnesses to the faith by letting go of whatever is holding us back and accepting Christ truly into our very being.